when we look at what expectations we have, we look at what kind of indoctrination is going on currently in our culture, and we've gotten to know ourselves through introspection or through having been in therapy or psychoanalysis, something like that. I think a great deal can be learned by any kind of a therapy because you're getting a feedback from the observer's viewpoint that you would not ordinarily get. So there's a certain value, and if you get the opportunity to go for therapy, I think it's of great value to anyone to get a reflection back from the mirror that this is what you sound like, and is that what you meant by what you sound like? Some people look angry all the time, and they can't understand why they can't seem to make friends. They just look angry all the time. And you ask them, are you angry? No. Well, why do they look so angry all the time when they're not angry? So where did they get that habit from? They imitated some family member. And they begin to see why people react the way they do. And what is the payoff of that? What is the price you pay for that limitation? To always look unfriendly and look angry when actually you're not is very misleading to other people. So getting to know yourself by reflection, by introspection, and by any kind of group or individual therapy that you get the opportunity, I think is educational. So I suggest it to anybody. If you get an opportunity for individual or group therapy or some kind of source of feedback, just check it out because it's quite interesting. We program ourselves, and then that increases our vulnerability because the body does what the mind tells it believes to be so. Well, it has higher energy than the body because the mind calibrates much higher than just the sheer physicality. What you hold in mind has greater power over your physical domain than your physical domain has. Your mind calibrates in the 400s, let's say, in the 400s, the logarithm of 400. And the body is, let's say, only at 90 or something like that. So the greater power of the mind is more powerful than the body itself. So the belief in a certain thing has within it then just the sufficient power and energy to bring about a change in that which has a lesser energy, less dominant. So it's like your mind has more money than your body does. So your mind can say to your body, put your money where your mouth is. I think I have arthritis of the knee. Well, let's see. Put your money where your mind is. What does that calibrate? I think I have arthritis of the knee, not in the 400s. So that's why you can get acquainted with the mind and the games that it plays and what the cost is of the games is, you see.